Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Judgment worked out. I call that, for the title, worked out judgment, because judgment in theory is one thing. The warning of judgment, the coming of judgment and all that, but the actual experience of it, the actual travelling through it, what must it be like? And this is real, this is felt. This is not just theory. The Jews and Israel, under God, had to suffer the judgment because of their apostasy, the practical consequences of their desertion from the covenant, apostasy. I suppose the nearest we can get to it is something like a war zone, a siege, a famine, a kind of devastation. Well, here we have it. Judgment worked out. Let's remember, we're not talking in terms of abstract ideas. This was actually felt by the people. Let me just read it to you. Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of rubble. Imagine living in rubble. A place for planting vineyards. Noble buildings, palatial residences all turned into fallow ground. I will pour her stones into the valley and lay bare her foundations. Erosion, earthquakes, sort of a glacial movement, or whatever it might be. Tumbling, not just glacial, avalanches. All her idols will be broken to pieces. All her temple gifts will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her images, since she gathered her gifts from the wages of prostitutes. As the wages of prostitutes, they will again be used. We're talking about Judah. We're talking about Israel, Samaria. Israel is Samaria. And what are we talking about? The judgment upon this people, the people of God. I will, says God, I will. It says it repeatedly in these verses. It will happen. This is not some piece of bad luck or fate or some power of the enemy. It's a certain, fixed, determined judgment because God will do it. Because Judah and Israel have sinned. It is a catastrophe for this people. A heap of rubble, fine buildings laid low, pain, grief, anguish, cost, torment. Imagine mothers with their children. Imagine the heads of families trying to see what he can do for a family in ruins. Floods, earthquakes, erosion, collapse, smashed idols, temples, all burned to pieces. Oh, yes, the days of the glib fun, the days of apostasy, the days of paganism have turned to sadness. Day has turned to night. It's not Egypt. It's not Assyria. It's not Babylon. Not the Philistines. It's Israel. It's Judah. I will make Samaria. I will make Samaria, yes, and Judah, the temple and so on. I will destroy all her idols. Degradation for the professing people of God. It's not China. It's not Russia today. It's not ISIS. God is not speaking about them. He's speaking in the equivalent, it would be, to the Ecclesia. Ah, well, he doesn't speak like that about the churches, the Ecclesia. Read Revelation 2 and 3 again. I know, I keep saying it. But there it stands in the Bible. I will take away the candlestick. And in every case, Revelation 2 and 3, those churches have gone. Well, my friend, I believe we need to take warning, and as evangelicals, to think very carefully about these things. Straying from the covenant, adding paganism to the covenant, going back to the old covenant. What is it? It will lead to disaster. May God deliver us from it.